Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing on this fine, tabulous Wednesday?
No, that's not a word.
Fine, tabulous.
Fine, tabulous is not.
We all know I make up words.
Yes.
I know. Okay. We're actually more excited, I think, today to have Jacob back. Yay!
What's up?
Yes! You guys, well, I mean, we love Jessica. Let's not take her out of the picture, right? But my goodness, when you can vibe with someone, and we just were kind of shooting the S as we were sitting here with all of his big happenings and our big happenings, it makes the show so fun. Mm-hmm. Again, Jessica, it's not that you're not fun, right?
Jessica's very fun.
She is a lot of fun, yeah. I know. But it's bringing the gang back. I love it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Now, remember, we're on pretty much every other Wednesday. So the second and fourth Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6. Next 2 weeks, so the 22nd, it's a Wednesday, right before the holiday, we're going to have LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, back on with us in person. So her and I will be sitting here together. Spirit Walker Nicole will be sitting over there. And we're going to be doing readings, just a few card readings, since it's only a half an hour show, for connection. But tonight we wanted to talk about something that gets asked of us a lot, especially during this time of year. And it's titled Chasing Hope, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's be honest. I was chasing hope this morning. I was hoping I was getting out the door at the right time, that I had everything that I needed, mm-hmm. right? That we got a puppy, guys, because that's what happens when you move and all the other stuff. That I didn't step in a pile of pee, because as we know, puppies.
He's working on it.
They're learning. Which I did. And then, you know,
it's a puddle.
Puddle?
Yeah.
That's what we should have called him.
No.
Puddles.
It's a puddle of pee, not
puddles
a pile of
puppy.
Pee.
Oh, well, yeah. The piles are something else. No, we've almost got that under control.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I was really chasing that hope this morning. On the other hand, that's not quite, this is kind of your baby show today.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't quite what you were going for, right?
Correct.
Just making sure that I got to where I needed to go on time, that I didn't step in puppy pee, that I remembered everybody's lunches. And, you know, let's be honest, that I remembered the two children that had to get to where they needed to go this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was chasing hope. But on the spiritual level, what was the premise of this topic today?
I think, especially during the holidays, we get in our readings, we get a lot of people that ask, they'll sit down and, you know, people come to us for readings for various reasons. But one of the things is they want to know, like, if a loved one has passed unexpectedly, or even not unexpectedly, passed in general, or some other event has happened, maybe somebody has gotten sick or something, they want to know why. They want to know why God has, you know, let this happen, why their angels didn't intervene in this situation, why their spirit guides didn't do something to prevent it. So they just want the why. Like, they can't even get to the part where, you know, when the reading comes in, and we do our best to connect them to the other side, of course, but sometimes people are really stuck in that why. And in the holidays, they can't get past that. And it's like a huge, I don't want to say speed bump, but it's really hard for them to get past that. And so sometimes they'll find themselves super depressed or just in that dark sort of energy. And then it's our job to help them find that light and find the hope. And that's what I mean when I say chasing hope.
I love it. But let's clarify, we're not chasing people to give them hope.
No,
no, that would be infringing on free will.
Right.
But our readings do pick up tremendously during the holiday season. I'd say from about Halloween mm-hmm. until well into the new year. And it's about connection. It's about longing to have that contact again, to be able to feel that energy around them, right? I did a reading last week, which was, you know, a lot of you don't give me the opportunity to do a lot of straight mediumship readings, which is cool. I love doing cards. I love connecting with your spirit team and the angels. And that just continues to progress my own growth. But I had a straight mediumship reading. And that night I got a message from our client. and was just eternally grateful. Now, what I didn't know until about three quarters of the way through was that their mother had passed just a week ago, and they had a lot of why questions, right? And at the same time, she had been ill, and so they knew it was coming. But then it's also the whys of or what's or how's, like, well, what do we do about this? Or what happened to that? Or, you know, why did she say this? Or, you know, why do I feel this way? And so we're actually able to put a lot of periods at the end of these question marks, especially around the holidays, because what happens is that holidays, anniversaries, birthdays,
guilt.
We get a lot of guilt that's built up as well. And, you know, I'm not saying with this reading, they had a lot of guilt, but I know even for me, it isn't necessarily always about the ones that have passed, but it could be someone in the family that you just haven't been able to see for a while, right? They live on one side of the United States, we're over here, or, you know, they're in a different country because of work. Maybe they're in the military, right? And all of a sudden now we're questioning, why did I sign up for this, right? I've got two kids, I'm at home, my husband or wife is at, you know, they're now deployed, they're overseas. What was I thinking? And wanting to, you know, now connect on that level of just their life path as well. Mm-hmm. This is a very broad topic, which is really awesome. And unfortunately, we only have 30 minutes to try and get to a lot of it. But at the end of the day, we're here for guidance and direction through what spirit tells us. So if it's an individual going through a rough time or missing someone that's here on the earth plane, or just kind of questioning, a lot of us, for me, is why did I pick what I picked this year? Right? How the heck am I going to close this off? Which means January, folks, if you tuned in last year, we're doing it this year and we'll tag it right into a Facebook Live in January, is going to be the 2022 astrology for signs.
Oh, yeah. That's
I awesome. Loved that show. Right. But at the same time, we're kind of doing some reflection. And to kind of add to it, it is kind of that, why did this happen in our lives? Why was this person taken from us? There's been a lot of passings the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it's not just all pandemic, right? But it to add it to the pandemic, there's been a lot of grief going on.
A lot of grief. And then to add with that holiday guilt, maybe, you know, as you're wrapping a present or something, it reminds you of something and you laugh. And then I have people that feel guilty about that laugh because, well, first of all, it surprises them because they hadn't laughed in so long. And so then it's like, you know, it's jolting sometimes, but then they feel bad because they feel like their loved one who is perhaps on the other side, you know, would be upset with them that they're laughing at a time when they should be. But it's just, it's the exact opposite, the exact opposite. Your loved ones on the other side want you to be happy and have those good memories and be joyful. And, you know, I don't, it's like, that holiday guilt is so hard for some people to get through.
I've noticed this year in particular, you would almost have thought last year would be a heavier year. But now that we've picked up life again for a lot of us, right? A lot of our kids are back in school, or maybe they're still homeschooling, but now maybe one of the parents have gone back to work, and maybe we have lost someone unexpectedly, or maybe from the virus, or just whatever circumstances might have been, we find that that weighs on us even more right now because we have so much that we're trying to readjust to. And that's where, if you find a truly authentic medium, a truly authentic psychic, and they can help you kind of tune in, you allow us to direct you in that space. So we just did a workshop this past weekend, Spirit Walker Nicole. You were not here for that one, but LaShawn and I did, and it was all about releasing 2021. And every card I had to pull for the entire group was based on Akashic records and past lives and how to cut cords, because the energy has been so heavy. Now, in talking to people and in talking to our clients, I think the guilt is what's getting us the most mm-hmm. within ourselves, right? And we have a good family friend that we did a kind of a partial family reading. They had some other people in there, and their daughter's getting married. And both grandmothers came through immediately, but they stood alongside of her, and she's kind of sitting between her parents. And they were going to make it known that they were going to be at her upcoming wedding next year, right?
They don't miss a thing.
They don't miss a thing. Spirit is always with us. And just like I talk about, sit down with them at that dinner table on Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, right? And set that extra spot, their birthdays, anniversaries, set them a spot. I said to the family, okay, now what's awesome is that they're very intuitive as well. You guys know who you are. They want an extra chair at the wedding. And it all started to kind of come together. Like, it isn't just the meal at the table. It's these big family events where maybe, you know, if it was a recent passing of maybe your mom, like if my mom couldn't be at my daughter's wedding, I would wonder, why did she have to go? Also, the standpoint of like, we really want that support of spirit around us and to be incorporated with us.
And spirit always loves, and we've learned this through our readings, when we honor them, you know, whether it be they don't need you to get a tattoo, but if you do, you know, we've had a lot of spirits come through that acknowledge that and like that, and you know, setting that place at the table and doing things like ordering that drink at the bar, whatever it is, to honor them and remember them, that's great. And you know, they're right alongside with you, so it's not like it's just symbolic, like, oh, if they were here. I mean, they are there. You're just, you know, finding a way. And that is a great way to, if you understand that and you know that this, they're there with you when you're honoring them, that's a way to chase that hope and to start seeing that light again and getting rid of that sort of depressed energy that you have.
Yep. I did throw this out there on our Facebook feed for those that are watching. We've got some really diehard people, which I love. So hello, you guys.
All right.
I did ask them, what would your whys be? So if you were on Shades of Spirit, you can put it in the notes. And if you are on Transformation Talk Radio, throw it up there. And Jacob, he follows our feed and makes sure that we don't have any crazy people out there. We're crazy enough. and he'll throw it in the chat box, which I'll throw up here. What would some of your whys be? Right. So it's not necessarily a why, but for Elaine, she said her mom was born in December. It's hard to keep happy when she's not here. That's what we hear a lot of, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that you've got her birthday, you've got the holidays. It doesn't matter if this happened this year or 20 years ago. We still miss them. We still kind of are chasing that hope that we can connect with them again. Mm-hmm. So besides, you know, setting that space and that table for them and allowing them to be in that presence, what kind of resources, spirit-wise, right? That's what we do, mm-hmm. are out there in the angelic realm that can kind of help with that grief part of it. And a lot of you who follow us, we touch on this a lot, but we don't always take it in, or we get lost in the moment of the grief, right? What would be your first angel to go to for Elaine to help kind of, I want to say, bring peace, right? We're never going to get over grief. Grief is not something that we're saying, you'll be done in 6 months, Elaine. It'll be fine. That's not the case.
Azrael, easy. Archangel Azrael.
There we go.
And, you know, a lot of people know him. Oh, that's the angel of death, but he's actually the angel of grief. And he works with those who are having those problems. And, you know, the messages that I get from angels and spirit teams when things like this happen is they want you to find that joy. And so, like, it would be, the message is like finding the things that make you happy, whether it's music or art or whatever it is, like have that outlet and just find that. And that's okay. You don't have to be guilty. You know, your mom would be, moms aren't going to want you to sit around and cry in a corner, right? You know that. They want you to be out there living your best life and tearing it up so you can tell them an amazing story when you see them again. So, you know, they encourage you to find that lightness or whatever it is to kind of get you past that so they can start having a good time with you, because they're a part of your life, you know, just as much as they were before, if not more. They just have the best seat in the house now. So you go on a Caribbean vacation, guess who's there? And not in a weird way, they give you your privacy, but you know what I mean? Like they want to go, and there's no restrictions. They're not sick. They're not unhappy. They're in a great spot, and they want to see you happy and living and feeling, you know, fulfilling your soul contract. But when you just sit there in that sadness and depression and just think of all the things, they're like, okay, we're going to be hanging out. I'll just wait for this. Obviously they're helping you and supporting you and helping you through that grief, but they really do want you to get out there and live that vibrant life that you were meant to.
Archangel Azrael is really key in that transition part of it. And remember, you guys, the transition for spirit, once they do pass and the heart stops in the physical body, they're now released from that physical body. And so they're out there doing what it is that they do, right? And not everybody goes to that life review immediately. I've had spirits who have yet to do that, but are in such a great place, and they're healed, and they're walking, and they're running, and they're dancing, right? And so Azrael is there as that catalyst for us to be able to help us. For me, he comes in a lot, especially in Reiki sessions when we're healing people that are ill and working on, why not say we are not healing, they are channeling us to work on that energy to be able to move it out. But I use him often, but back him up with Raphael.
Oh yeah. It's not a one angel, one size fits all. Like if you have access, and you do, everybody has access to all the angels. It's not like you just have to pick one and that's the only one you get. Like all you have to do is ask and they're all right there. They are just waiting. You have to ask them. You have to be the one to say, you know, please, I need your help. And it doesn't have to be out loud. It doesn't have to be, it can be in your mind. You just set that intention and it happens. You just have to have faith.
Now we also, okay, number one, angel reminder for everybody, the archangels and our own angels are not limited to one person. They will expand out to multiple
sure.
people across the globe and universe, right? So don't ever feel guilty. Again, some people feel guilty for asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do, they don't ask again for a long time.
No, if you take nothing away from this little, our little tiny show that we have and love to do, but it's just keep in your mind that there's an angel for that. No matter what your situation, big or small, I don't know, car batteries going out, I need a parking spot, whatever it is, there is
our juicer.
Yes, there is an angel for that. You just have to ask. And you have to remember, it has to be, you know, some people are like, oh yeah, I ask them all the time. Oh, but I forgot that one time. And I'm like, how do you forget?
Well, that's not chasing hope,
yeah.
right? We become so consumed as humans that we forget that there is that external force out there, if you will, right? So with our juicer, we could not figure it out. It was passed down from the previous owners. We are just at our wit's end. And I finally was like, oh, we have angels. Hey, so I'd like the angel who can help me fix this juicer or give me the information so I can make this work so we don't lose our minds. Apparently on 50 fruit trees here, we really needed orange juice. All of a sudden I got it fixed within 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how'd you do that? We forget at times to tap in and ask. Yeah. You have a spirit team. You have a healing angel. You've got your angel that helps you with shields. We have our own angels that are on our own team. So if you are just wondering, okay, I don't know if they're going to hear me, those archangels, then go to your team. Of course, the archangels are going to hear you, but we've got that space to do it. Now, I do have to throw out there, Jacob's like, what are we doing today, Reedy? No, we're just going to have a show. Okay, spirit doesn't allow that. Elaine Pancakes, I need you to make some pancakes for your mom for her birthday. I don't know why, except for the fact that she's showing me pancakes and syrup.
Mm.
Right? The butter on top. They actually look like IHOP pancakes, except I can never get my own pancakes to look like IHOP's pancakes. I don't know what they put in there. But at the same time, that's your connection with her this December. Make them a few times this month. There's always a way to connect, right? And to be able to have that moment with them. Don't chase it, right? We're not chasing hope anymore. We might be expanding and looking for answers. And that's great because that allows us to expand the conscious mind, right? We're not allowing the subconscious to go through as well. Elaine says she made great pancakes.
Yes.
That gives me the chills. But that is her connection with you, right? So what else are your why? What else? Who else has whys out there of someone that's passed, right? Or maybe it's just like the what or the how, right? The hows get a little tricky. But at the same time, with the holidays coming in, we're here to support you guys in this matter, right? And at the same time, it's to help give you some tools. So the number one tool, right, when we're chasing hope, if you will, is to connect with the angels, connect with your spirit team. Number two, for me, on the spirit level, like as the medium, right, we've got, you're over here with Archangel Azrael, Archangel Raphael, your own angels on your spirit team. For me, when we go into that space, we're going to connect directly with them because you know what? They have been trying to connect with you for quite some time. Some of you feel them. Some of you might see them. Some of you might dream of them, But if we're not asking even our loved ones on the other side to come through, then we start to kind of have that, we close ourselves off. We're not open. Or if we're asking them to come through and it's like we're a little kid wishing for that red bike for Christmas and we're just, please let me have that bike. We do start to put up the walls and they can't get through to us. So my second one for us is connect with your angels, ask your angels to help, right? Help with the healing process. They can even help with the connection process. But on the direct spirit level with them, because that's where they're at with us, they're on the other side. They might be a little bit higher than us, but they're right there with us, is to just ask them to come in, but you have to relax. You have to feel comfortable. You just have to know that they're going to come when we are the most vulnerable.
And open.
And open. And that's where we have the 30-day mindfulness reset. Is it's teaching us how to be present in the moment and how to focus on our tasks, our daily tasks, and a mindfulness approach. And when we do, that allows spirit to come in.
And you can have spirit. It's not like a, okay, sorry, spirit's only available Tuesdays and every other Thursdays between these hours. Spirit can come in every single day. You can have that spirit connection. And the easiest way to do it is to exactly what she said, be in that space, be open. You know, if it's through meditation, make sure you're setting that. However you do it, it's possible every day.
So, Adriana, I love that you asked about your father, your daughter's father around you. I would love if my daughter's father is around me. Because all I was getting with you, because I saw you flash up as a hi, ladies, was fried chicken. And I would,
it's a food day.
It's a food day.
It's Shades of Spirit Food Network.
I might be hungry. Pancakes and fried chicken, chicken and waffles, folks, can't go wrong there. But I didn't want to say it because we're on a quick radio show, right? It's not like our Facebook lives. Fried chicken. And for you, you're very intuitive anyway, but be intuitive, you guys, right? Trust your initial instinct and your gut. So if all of a sudden, right, I decided that I'm going to plan Christmas dinner, my aunt just asked me today, are you hosting and what are we having so we can get our menus together? Is that I'm going to connect with my grandmothers because I, for some reason this year, and I can't tell you why, it's just been quite an emotional month for me as well. And I love the Chasing Hope because I just feel like I'm missing this connection with them. They come in every so often on readings for me. But moving here has put me into such a mindfulness place that a lot of emotions are starting to come out. So I don't know. You've probably seen me, you know, cry at least. And you as well. I don't know what's wrong with us. Jacob, if you're crying, it's fine. We're all crying together. Is to be able to connect with them and make the foods that they love to have and have them in that space and set that space for them. I miss my great grandma and I miss her personality and who she is. And I miss that my kids don't get to see her. And I do hope, you know, that she can connect with them, but they'll never get that full experience as though, you know, they got to meet her in person. And so for me, I guess it is food-based because I love to cook. So that is my mindfulness part of it. And at the same time, it's really just missing that sitting there in the kitchen with her and where she, you know, laughs at me and then she punches me in the arm. Now this woman's 4'9" and wasn't all but 105 pounds, but sharp as a tack and tough as nails. And I miss that part of it. And I miss that connection. And it is always around the holidays, right? She's born in August. I couldn't tell you the day. That kind of sucks. Sorry, grandma. But at the same time, I really want to be in that moment. And so for you, Adriana, I need you to go buy some fried chicken or make it. And I need you to sit with your daughter. And if she's in that space and you're comfortable talking to her about that, invite him in. And if not, you do it personally for you and bring that energy in and around you. And I can guarantee that you guys are going to be eating fried chicken together, right? He just said KFC is greasy and I don't know what's going on here. But we have to be able to center ourselves and quiet our mind. Now, if you're going to go find a psychic or a medium, I mean, obviously, if you're going to communicate with the dead, you really want a medium on that level. But again, that's just my perspective, right? Find one through a friend. Ask around. Don't just go to the person on the corner unless you really know what's going on with them. Because so many people really like to kind of glorify what they do. And that connection isn't truly authentic. And that's a big part of this, the end of the show, is if you're looking for that connection, right? First of all, next in 2 weeks on a Wednesday, you're going to have this show with LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, and us. And then directly after, we're going to jump onto our Facebook like we normally do. And we're going to be doing readings for the holidays, right? Whether it's mediumship or cards. So you can be ready for that in 2 weeks. It's at 5:30 on Transformation Talk Radio or Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook. But at the same time, I want you guys the next couple of weeks to work on connecting yourselves. Keep a journal.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Azrael, how do you spell that?
Azrael.
Raphael, right? The energy of healing, as well as the connection and the not only just passing, but the birth, right?
And be careful. If you guys are going to these mediums, you know, and it's okay, of course, but if it feels off, don't, if they're saying things that just do not feel right at all, use your intuition and use that gut check. And man, if they're like, okay, I can tell you what he's saying, but our time's up, so I'm going to need $50 more, or that'll be another $200. Walk out or hang up the phone or whatever, because you're getting scammed. Just feel it. You have to feel it. And if it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
Now, I love what Leah just said. She said, I've stopped asking if anyone is around me. I know they are. So I just speak to them anyway, as if I can see them.
Damn right. And that's what you have to do, because you just get that question of if, are they? Yeah, they are. Now that that's out of the way, it opens it up so they can just come in and start showing you. And they're now, and that's a whole other show, all the signs and stuff that you get once you get that question out of your mind and you just know that it's right. And then, oh, it's ridiculous.
I love it. All right, you guys, these 30 minutes go fast.
Really fast.
So I hope that you got a little bit out of this, who to connect with, some ways to connect with your loved ones on the other side. Don't chase the hope. The hope is within your heart. It's within that heart chakra. And allow yourself to just be in that space of being open and allowing them to come through. And don't second guess the signs.
No.
Just feel it. You're going to know if it's right. You can find us on Transformation Talk Radio. You can find us on Shades of Spirit LLC. Our website is shadesofspirit.com. You can book readings. We have minimal appointments because we are so busy through the holiday season. If you can't find one and really want to connect, please message us on Shades of Spirit or send us one through the website. We will get you in. I promise we will make it work for you as well. You guys, thank you so much. 2 weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun with LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic. Other than that, you guys have a great Wednesday. Have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you in a couple of weeks.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.